Thanks for joining us. You are listening to the Men's Purity Pursuit podcast from Redding, California.
All right, guys. Hey, Kevin Shorter, longtime leader in the room. He quit his job and he went to China to rescue women from the sex trade, start a business. And he's also been running a men's group there for years now. And he's back in the room tonight. And all right, welcome him. Kevin Shorter, everybody.
All right, it's so great to be back here. I spent roughly three years in this room, just like what most of you guys were doing. I had the privilege of leading a group of guys as well, and it's a huge transformation in my life. But just to give you a little background about for me, just so I can get to where we're at, what we're doing now. So, say 20-some years ago, I was dating my wife. We were engaged to be married, and she found out that I was struggling with pornography. She threw the ring back at me, said, I don't want anything to do with you ever again. And, of course, I went into panic. And for 11 months, we didn't really see each other. And the grace of God, we did start dating again. I had no tools of dealing with pornography. All I had was hold tighter and kind of white knuckle and do the best you can. And for a while I was hanging in there. I was doing it. But as many of you who've tried that method, the fear of screwing up was always hanging over me because I never knew really what I did to white knuckle it. I just kind of felt like I was going to deal with this the rest of my life. We hadn't married at the time, and we were engaged. We got re-engaged, did the engagement process, got married. And around the time we got married, I had a job that, and sorry to say a little bit of my age, the internet started coming out. I know. I found that pornography was very easy to find. So the struggle started back up again. It was a lot harder to white-knuckle it when it was so easy to find. Through my past experience, I was terrified to tell my wife about it. As you can imagine, she found out before she broke off the engagement. I was married now, and I felt like that it was immediate cause of divorce. And I could not bear that burden. And so what that did for me was I didn't tell anyone. Because the fear was if I told someone, then that someone else might tell someone to get back to Allison and she'll find out about it and then she'll break up with me. So here I was. I was a Christian. I was actually on staff with a campus organization, missionary, just doing things. And I was loving the Lord, but I just had this struggle that I didn't know what to do with. And I was afraid to tell anyone about it because I was afraid I was going to get back to her. So we were married about 5 years and the Lord actually brought it up, thank you, God. But it was really good. He brought it up, and she hit me, cursed me, and said, we're done. And we separated for a couple weeks and had no idea whether we were going to get back together. I want to share this part with you because I want you to relate to where we're at now, that at that point, there was no dream or no thought of ever being able to do basically anything for God, much less going and rescuing girls from the sex trade. Thankfully, at that time, went through a lot of healing. God led us to some people that really allowed us to go deep into some of the reasons why that pornography was an issue for me, for my wife, the fear that was eating her, that was were playing off of each other and making this downward cycle. And so I got a lot of freedom. It was huge. It was, for instance, I thought if anyone really knew who I was, they were going to leave me. So obviously I didn't want my wife to know who I was. So I wasn't allowing her to love me for who I was because I was only allowing her to love this facade that I was putting up. And so I was always living in this kind of fear mode. And so I couldn't really experience joy. Because I was afraid that, you know, my real self would come out. And I felt that my real self was somehow messed up. So this was like 2001, and we did get back together. Obviously, I keep on saying my wife, so you've already figured that part out. But we worked it out, and so much healing through that time. I realized I wasn't messed up, but I also knew that I needed to be very open. I couldn't deal with stuff that I kept hidden. It was only when I brought things into the light that God can touch it and heal it. So during that time, I don't know, several years, there was a lot of freedom, but it was like every 9 months I would screw up again. Thankfully, I would tell my wife about it, or we would be open about it. There was probably about 2 weeks' time of just this guilt and kind of fear, but then we'd come back around. And that's kind of about the time I hit Bethel and hit Reading, and I was like, I need to get better. I don't want to just, you know, do well or do okay. I need to get better. And so that's why I started coming in this group. And this is, to me, it's the fastest road to recovery, because it's here that you get relationships. And Mark talks about all the time. But it's really when you can talk about how much God loves you. You can talk about how much he's forgiven you, he's healed you, but it's not going to make any sense to you until you tell another person and see it in their eyes. And that's what the group does. Is the reason why he pushes you to be vulnerable and transparent is because the reason you're holding the stuff back is because you don't really believe they're going to love you when you tell them. And so it was here, and I started going deep with guys and being open with them and kind of starting to slowly share stuff like, you know, the fears of darkness of, you know, I mean, just stupid things like I did, like when I was in middle school. You know, there was one of the things that happened when my wife, when we were struggling and I was dealing with pornography, I had a period of impotence. And so obviously as a guy, that's a huge fear. You're not really a man if you can't perform there. And so being able to tell guys about that and seeing in their eyes that not just the fact that they're like, okay, they listened to me, but they accept me and loved me. And then we have the time at the end was just praying over each other and just hearing that, you know what, I just shared some crap with these guys, and yet they still see the gold in me. They still see that I have value, that I still have life. But it was through that my dreams could come back alive. And that's right now, as Mark mentioned, my wife and I were in China. We are opening up a farm that we can hire orphan girls that come out of the orphanage. They're at a place in life where they have limited education. They don't have a family. They have no one looking after them. They're vulnerable to sex trade. And where we're located is right on the border of Vietnam, Laos, Myanmar. And so there's just, you know, the girls are traded back and forth over this border. But just so you get an idea of the magnitude of where we're at, they had an arrest about the time we got there of one person who was trafficking girls. It was in a bus station in our city. And from that arrest, they're able to rescue 10,000 girls. And so that's just one person, and they were able to that's scratching the surface of the magnitude in our city. And so that's why we're there, and we're working with these orphan girls. So the point is, a lot of times we get in here, and we're just trying to manage the sin. And that's really, you know, that our only thing we can think of is, if we can just get rid of this, my life will be better. But God wants to go deeper than that. You know, purity is not sinning. Purity is not having the fears in your life, not having that guilt that's kind of riding over you. It's not having the baggage anymore. And so it allows you the freedom to be who God created you to be. And once you've seen in the eyes of other men that who you really are, and it's not something scary, but it's actually something wonderful. You're not afraid to be who you really are. And then you can actually go forward for those dreams. And so as your dreams in this group, I just feel like the dreams are coming alive in this group. And I just want to bless you with that and just know that is God's call for you. God's call for you is to get better so you get your eyes off this mistakes that you're running and these guilts and these lies that enemy keeps on telling you how you're worthless and you're pitiful, you got nothing to offer, and start seeing that God's placed a deposit of himself in you that's to release other people and bring freedom to other people. So Mark mentioned I've been leading a men's group in China. And so that's kind of an interesting thing. I got there, it wasn't my focus when I got there, but I felt like the Lord opened up an opportunity. And so over the last 2.5 years, we've been leading a men's group every week. And we just have a group of guys, and this is what we're doing. It's not per se a purity group. So I have a harder start because they don't know their need when they come to my group. But what we're doing is we're calling them alive to live who God created them to be, giving them a place where they can be open and transparent and do the exact same things we're doing in this men's group. And to see that, you know what, I have something in me that's worth going after. I mean, the thing is, like, here we know, like, we're afraid to tell our people, like, our junk. But the thing is, we're also afraid to tell people of our passions and our dreams and what God's put on our heart, because we're afraid of, my goal in China is to release girls from the sex trade all in Southeast Asia. And that's a huge dream. And the thing is, God, if God's put something on you and it's a dream if he's put on you, it is a massive dream. If you're afraid to tell people what your dream is, it's you say, like, well, I'll just be too prideful if I share this. But the thing is, if you don't share it, you're never going to live it. So you need to have a group of people that you can share, hey, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I feel like God's calling me to. And I'm going to, and then you have these guys like, I see that in you. I can call out that in you and believe you for it. I'm just like, I remember some of the times in our group, and it's like, you know, it gets crazy in some of these, you know, prayer times, and you're just kind of like, just get these, like, you're just going to have the best sex and, you know, all these kind of prayers. But then it's like, you know, you're going to have an anointing for wealth to create for people that don't have wealth. And it's like, where did that come from? But they're tapping into something with God, and it's being able to release in you something that you might not have ever seen, but it resonates with your heart, it resonates with your spirit, and it allows you to go forward and call for something different than saying, I just don't want to look at porn tonight. Yeah, so I just want to come, one of the things we're doing in China is, and that now that we're back here in America, is we are recruiting people to come and join us. And I know that this group is what people would not consider a typical group to draw from. But this is the group I came from. And I know the things that have been holding a lot of you captive are the things that are holding these girls captive. And as you're experiencing going after your freedom, you're also going to be able to release other people into their freedom. And so the fact of what I'm doing is actually as an attack of what was held against me that put me in this group. But this group released me to go. And I feel like there's men in this group that also have a similar dreams that are going after. It's like, it might not be with us in China, but it's that, you know, this calling to release men, this calling to release passions and dreams and to live open. Man, there's so much of the church. I'm leading this men's group. So they're over there, and they're dealing with crap, and they don't feel like they can really let God in on that or let other people in on that. They feel like they always have to pursue and, like, kind of do the next thing. They got to tell their supporters some kind of great little thing they've done, because otherwise they're not going to get money. And it's all this performance and all this, I got to do this, I got to do that. And they're stressed out and they're not having anything left for their family and their wives, because they're afraid to be known, because they're afraid that if anyone really knew them, that they would be sent home. And so, like, just having a group of a men's group like this in China with these guys, they're just allowing them to be known and being loved and cared for. I've had guys that come and say, you saved my marriage. We had this here. And it's like, we didn't do necessarily purity stuff, but we allowed them to be known. We allowed them to be heard and to be loved in the process, to be open. We've had wives basically, and not in a mean way, but it's like encourage their husbands to come. But the reason was like, you're a better man when you've gone. You know, there's a belief that we have to perform for God. But this group, I just want to say, is allowing you to know that you can be yourself. And God is already, you know, he's never going to let you down. He's going to love you. And he believes that you've got something not just worth fighting for, but worth fighting towards. And so if anyone of you wants to join what we're doing, I highly recommend it. God is doing amazing things. I didn't even hit a lot of the things, but God has given us a farm. The farm is 100 acres, and it's amazing. You know, the fact he just kind of gave this. He's given us favor with the government there. People there are saying, the government is saying that they want to send people to us. You know, we've got people, you know, the first thing they told us when we got over the other foreigners saying that nobody's going to, you know, all the foreigners are kind of doing their own thing. They're not going to pay any attention to what you're doing. And it's like, well, that's a great encouragement when you want to do a men's group. But we've had probably about 100 people from the foreign community come out to our farm to help paint, to help restore, and to come out and just the momentum of people just knowing that you believe in them, they're willing to help. And so I just want to encourage, if you want to come, just let me know. Or if you just want to follow what we're doing and sign up, we'll do that. But beyond that, what I feel like what I want to do is I just want to pray over you guys to release the dreams in you. Because it was in this room that I found the freedom to be able to dream and to be able to do the things that God's called me to do. So I want to release that over you. Jesus, I just thank you for the guys in this room. I thank you for the love that you have for them and that they are going to receive through this group. I thank you that you have placed them here on purpose and that you have a plan for their lives. And even I just declare dreams are being released right now, that there's going to be new dreams, things that you had not yet dare to envision are going to come alive this week, that you will just have not only new dreams, but you're going to have a release of a kind of a change of focus, a focus off of maintaining managing your sin onto pursuing the things God's placed in your heart. And I just declare that your heart is good. Your heart is something that God created. And he's placed in there, and your true self is worthy to be released and is worthy to be known. Because as you live out who God called you to be, people will be drawn to you and love you. The things that you're looking for, I just declare, the things you're looking for, you'll find as you become all that you were created to be. And that I just break off fear of being known and just the release intimacy and love in this group. And I just bless you. I just bless you that today that you would share something that you've never shared before, that you were too scared of, that there'll be grace will be on you today to share something you were too scared to share before, to find the love and acceptance in your group. And I bless you in Jesus' name.
Hey, a great way to break addiction is to be generous, because addiction is selfish. So we're going to give you an opportunity to do right now. We're going to take an offering for Kevin and his family. And not just now, but do ongoing support for them. Josiahscovenant.com. All right? Kevin still has men in this room from even 3 years ago that went through his group. The fruit of his life still remains among us. He's created children. He's created leaders. Jeff Veal. An ardent supporter of him and a leader that came out of his group and now has a group down in in Red Bluff and always thriving. So I'm going to let Jeff come up. We're going to pray over him and then drop your money right up here where my feet are. Okay? All right, Jeff.
All right. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for Kevin. We thank you for Allison. We thank you for their family. We thank you that he is a brother of this room. He's a champion. He's a David that came out of this. He's a part of us that took this vision, what we do here, and the guy is a world shaker. And we just bless you, Kevin. We bless you for your boldness. We bless you. I love a man that, as this process happened, I sat in the group across from him, and he said, something's going on in my life, and I don't know what's going on. And he was sharing it week by week as God revealed this dream. And I watched this man sell everything that he had and stop by my house on his way out with a van load of suitcases, two little girls, and his wife, shut his company down that it was rocking, and go to China and do what he's doing. And it came out of this room. And I just want you to know, Kevin, we bless you. We honor you. We, our heart, our prayers are just that you're a part of us. You're part of this family. And we just support you and we bless you. And I just call forth, I say that everything that you put your hand to will prosper. That this vision will prosper. That there's those of us in this room, we've sowed into darkness and pornography, into Las Vegas, into whatever junk. And now we have an opportunity to sow into a warrior that's going against this stuff, that's putting a stop to it. And Kevin, we just want you to know that we believe in you. We love you. You are the real deal. And we just bless you. We bless you as you go back. And we just say that this thing is bigger than you could ever imagine. This thing is more far-reaching than you could ever imagine. And we just call forth those girls out of that darkness, out of that horrible place. And we just thank you and we honor you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Kevin said some great things, but I think it's real prophetic. I think dreams are going to be released tonight. Let's find that in our prophetic words for men. Sometimes we can see things that they can't see. I mean, the prayer line's great. You get this short little interview with guys, but you guys get an ongoing prayer line interview that lasts 5 minutes with each guy every week. You're getting prayer fodder to be able to call out the things that they can't see. And that's what you do tonight. Let's go crazy deep. And let's really pull on heaven, and so that there's many more Kevin Shorters in this room in the days and years to come. All right?